T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Presented by Chafin Luana, Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Time to talk to our 93.7 The Fan NFL insider, the Hall of Famer, the Professor John Clayton. Get John's thoughts on the Steelers' opening win in a little bit here. John, the Browns already in turmoil, blown out by Baltimore. Quick turnaround to host Cincinnati tomorrow night. And already some reputable outlets saying the Browns are trying to trade Odell Beckham Jr. Do you think that's true, and what do you make of that?
I don't think it's true today, but I think it's something they're now thinking about, because you can see that since going to Cleveland, he's underachieved. They continue to underachieve. And then you start to point and say, well, why is this? And, you know, they have him as an $18 million wide receiver. He's not playing like an $18 million wide receiver. Sometimes he can be more trouble than he's worth. And so I think it's one of those things where, you know, some people in the organization may be getting the word out that they'll consider it, but I don't think they're making phone calls on it right now. But I think if they lose to Cincinnati, get off to a bad start, which are already off to a horrible start, then I think those thoughts will become pretty evident. And I think that very well that could happen. But right now, I don't think they're trying to trade him today, but I say stay tuned.
Why do you think he and Baker Mayfield have had such a horrible time trying to develop chemistry together, John?
I think you have to put it on both. Maybe more Beckham than it is Mayfield, but it doesn't matter. It's the quarterback who has to make it right. You know, last year, Mayfield was out of sync. I mean, Odell Beckham's been out of sync all last year, too. But again, that was more on Mayfield. Now, they came in, and you can see that Mayfield at least had a better training camp. He was more focused. He was more action than talk, which last year he was more talk than action. And then, but I think what it comes down to is that he just has no chemistry with his wide receiver. I mean, you know, it's like, okay, am I throwing him too much? Am I forcing it too much to him? Am I throwing too little? But whatever it is, they're just not in sync. And I think that's on both of them. But really, the one that has to take the bigger responsibility is the quarterback. I mean, he's the leader of the offense. He's the one that's going to make it right. And right now, 6 points against a great Baltimore team, you know, that's embarrassing. But again, it was horrible.
John Clayton with us. John, what does Le'Veon Bell's trip to the IR mean to his future in New York with the Jets?
It comes down to what the next coach thinks. I mean, you know, and what the general manager thinks, because clearly the whole thing has been a disaster, you know, from the very beginning. You know, it was like Adam pretty well let it known that he didn't want Le'Veon. He doesn't want a $13 million running back. And then he played him too much early in last year, wore him down, and he had the worst rushing average in Jets history. And now he makes the fatal mistake when you can see Le'Veon verbally is trying to, you know, at least make amends and try to at least, you know, have some kind of relationship with Adam Gase. He says good things, and then all of a sudden, you know, he tweaks a hamstring, which, of course, that happens, and Adam Gase keeps him in and kept him in for 5 plays. And that's just inexcusable on the coach. I mean, you know, I give Le'Veon credit because, you know, he's trying to continue playing, so he put up his part. Probably was a mistake to stay on the field, but again, he didn't want to come off. But again, if you're the coach and you see your running back who's being paid $13.1 million tweak a hamstring, get him to the trainers. Don't let happen what happened. And so now he's at least on a minimum of 3 weeks on the injured reserve, but that very well could be long. I mean, he's not long for this team. It's not like they're going to trade him or anything else because nobody wants to pick up that contract. But at the end of the season, I think he gets cut.
Well, why on earth is Adam Gase still the head coach of this team, or for how much longer is he the head coach of the team? As a football fan, I feel like he has robbed me of at least seeing Le'Veon Bell produce and be himself.
Yeah, let's put it this way. If you're a fantasy football person and you just had your draft and you took Le'Veon Bell, you want Adam Gase fired right now. But in the case of Adam, I think it's a matter of like, okay, you can't do it this early. If you're going to do something, you have to do it in the bye week. I mean, could you imagine what chaos – let's put it this way. It's chaos right now for the Jets because they're breaking in four new offensive linemen. They're breaking in almost a whole new core of wide receivers. Now they have to take Frank Gore and get him incorporated in the offense. And now it's like if you fire the head coach who's an offensive coach, it's like it's only going to make things worse more than better. But I think that if anything's going to happen, it'll be when their bye week comes up.
John Clayton here with us on 93.7 The Fan. John, we got a mini controversy here because Al Villanueva taped another name over the back of Antoine Rose's name on the Steelers' helmet decal. And all the rest of the Steelers did one thing, he did another. It begs the question to me, how does the NFL feel about the way this, you know, social justice initiative went in week one? Do they feel, based on what they're seeing in the ratings and the response they're getting, like they're handling it the right way? And if they're not, how do you think they'll tweak it moving forward?
No, I think they give it a B+ or an A- because, I mean, you can see there was a lot of camaraderie on the field. There was a lot of sharing with white players, black players, coaches, you name it, you know, at least trying to be someone on the same page. I think that they felt better about the idea that more teams or more players, you know, took it to the locker room as opposed to taking it to the field. I think they feel better about that. So I think it came out as well as you can expect. Certainly you're going to have, you know, some players who have been in the military going to do a different thing. They're going to say a different thing, and that's going to be, you know, controversial. But I think that in a very tough emotional time, that I think the league and the players came out of it okay. Let's put it this way. I mean, there were some unprofessional things that happened, in the San Francisco game with one fan that took to some real bad words against Buda Baker, who's from Seattle and really is a good guy. So that was bad. But I think overall, I mean, I think you have to give it a B+ or an A-.
John, after 1 week of football, who impressed you the most? What couple of teams impressed you the most? And what teams are already maybe in major trouble based on what you saw?
Well, I think that the Seahawks, all of a sudden, you know, the debate was going to be, are they close to the 49ers? And now they look significantly better because they came out. Russell Wilson was the offensive player of the week in the NFC, going 31 for 35 with four touchdown passes and 322 yards. And defensively, they look better, particularly with the addition of Jamal Adams. So that looked good. Green Bay stunned me with what they were able to do, because I thought they were going to be a dip into a wild card, and they come out and they attack the young Viking cornerbacks. And here's Aaron Rodgers in a completely different offense, by the way, you know, putting up 43 points on the Vikings, and that looked good. I thought the New Orleans Saints, and you notice what the trend is, where last year it was the young quarterbacks in the AFC that finished the season strong. Now I think you're seeing some of the veteran quarterbacks in the NFC starting the season strong. It wasn't a great statistical day for Drew Brees, completed just slightly over 60% of his passes. It was a bad play-calling day for Sean Payton, who admitted it was probably his worst play-calling day. Yet, they took Tampa Bay, the team that some people thought was going to be better than the Saints, and end up, you know, winning by more than 10 points. That was impressive. Teams in trouble. San Francisco, here they are. They've lost almost their entire receiving core. You know, they picked Mohamed Sanu off the street, but they can't get him on the practice field until Friday. Then now their cornerback core is almost completely wiped out. Richard Sherman went on IR. Artello Witherspoon's on concussion protocol. Jason Verrett has a hamstring injury. All they have left is an undrafted guy from a couple years ago, Emmanuel Mosley. So they're in trouble. Minnesota's in trouble, particularly with a defense that has three young cornerbacks, and they don't have Danielle Hunter to rush the quarterback. They're in trouble, and there's no doubt that the Cleveland Browns are in big, big trouble along with the New York Jets.
John Clayton, our NFL insider, Braddock's own, and of course the Hall of Famer. John, thank you so much as always, man.
Hey, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.